Better skills, better doctors. Join Rebecca Ong and Michael Peluso from TCM Hub as we go beyond the nuts and bolts of clinical practice to navigate some of the more challenging aspects of being a self-employed physician.
Welcome to Better Skills, Better Doctors. We are your hosts, Rebecca Ong
and Michael Peluso.
Before we dive in, be sure to head over to tcm-hub.com and click Hub Community to join a network of your colleagues. There you can get help with your herbal medicine cases and get coached on topics covered in this podcast. Hub Community is only for those who are licensed practitioners of Chinese medicine and students who are enrolled in an accredited Chinese medicine program. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you for joining me. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. Appreciate it. All right. So when I was in Chinese medicine school, I was pretty stressed out. You know, I worked full time in a restaurant while going to school full time. And it wasn't unmanageable, but my life was pretty much either school or work. If I wasn't at the restaurant, I was at school. If I wasn't at school, I was at the restaurant. And then maybe a few hours outside of there, I was at my desk at home studying, okay? You know, and it wasn't like, it was actually funny. At that time, my boyfriend at the time, who eventually became my husband, but I wasn't around so much. His coworkers started to think that I was some kind of imaginary girlfriend because years had gone by and they had never met me. That's how like absent I was from my life. Anyway, so no, and it wasn't that the curriculum was hard. It was just high volume. You know, it kind of seemed like there was either a quiz or a test every week. And so I was constantly studying and managing my workload. And it's funny because, you know, historically, I was never a perfectionist when it came to school or when it came to education. In fact, it was actually quite the opposite. But there was something about Chinese medicine school, and it was probably, you know, being an adult, being a little bit more mature and paying my own tuition out of pocket. I worked so I could pay half my tuition in cash and half of it in student loans so that my student loan debt would be low in the end, or lower in the end. And so it could have been like all those factors of paying out of pocket and being an adult that made me take it more seriously than undergrad. And also I knew that this was training me for an actual tangible career, unlike undergrad, where you kind of major in something and then you can choose to go into many fields. So this was actually leading me to a very tangible career path. And so I was very determined to be an A student because I didn't want to squander this opportunity nor waste any of this money. And throughout school, I was cranky and what I described as wired but tired. And, you know, my sleep, it just sucked. My sleep sucked and I was so tired, but I was also wired and amped all at the same time. My digestion was really sensitive in the sense that I had this like lower capacity for the amount of food or drinks or anything that I could eat. Otherwise, I would vomit. Like I threw up so much while I was in Chinese medicine school. It was terrible. And overall, as you can imagine, I just kind of felt like shit, right? So I went to one of the student herbal clinics for help. And at this one particular clinic, the supervisor was, his name was Dr. Tao. He was very well-known, very well-respected Chinese doctor. He was also very blunt and very straightforward, as Chinese doctors often are. And, you know, he was asking me what's wrong. And I explained to him this wired but tired feeling that I was having. And he knew I was a student at NISA. So he was like, you know, what kind of grades do you get? What do you get? All A's? And I said, yeah, I get A's. And he just said, just get B's. And I laughed at it, but then I realized he was actually serious. And really, this advice, just get B's, that was more powerful medicine than any formula I could have been prescribed. It was honestly, it was one of the best pieces of advice I ever got in school and quite possibly have ever I got in life. I wanted to get all A's because I thought it would result in me being more successful in my career. But there's tons of evidence out there that grades and test scores don't necessarily correlate to how well a student fully understands and grasps the concepts of the lessons being taught to them. It just, you know, really good grades, it just shows that you're really good at memorizing and regurgitating. And Robert Kiyosaki, he's an author, he's an entrepreneur. He wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you've never read it, I highly recommend it. But he has a quote, you know, in adulthood that the A students end up working for the C students, which I find very funny. And I got really caught up on being perfect to the detriment of my own health. So, you know, this piece of advice, it really did hit me. And little did I know that would also be sage advice as an entrepreneur. Results are created by taking massive action. And massive action, it does not need to be perfect. The more you hold out for perfect, the less action you take. And when you take less action, you see fewer results, right? Because your actions create your results. So you take more action, you see more results. I want to share another story. And so this was back maybe around 2015. I can't quite remember. Right around then. And I'm on Facebook and I see this video from some guy named Michael Peluso. And he's in front of a whiteboard and he's doing a short lesson on using Jimmy Chang style pulse diagnosis. And he's doing a lesson on how, hot flashes aren't necessarily always yin vacuity due to yin vacuity. I think that's what the video was. He seems to think it was something else, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, so I thought this lesson, it was excellent, right? And he was a great teacher and he was clearly very intelligent and it made me want to learn more from him. Plus, for me, intelligence is something that I've always found to be very attractive. And so I thought, you know, he was kind of cute as well. And so I told Michael this story and he remembers making that video and his version of that story on his end was he remembers wanting to make this video, except he was kind of, his words, he was like unshaven and chubby and just looked haggard and was like, oh God, I don't know if I can go on the internet looking like this. And he's setting up his camera on his tripod, which at the time was a trash can and some books, I think he said. And he's setting it up and he's like, all right, you know, some cute girl is probably going to see this and I'm going to look like shit, right? But, you know, he did it anyways, right? Because he felt compelled to, because he had something to say. And he had information that could help other practitioners, which in turn would benefit his own reputation. And so he did it and I saw it and then I started following him and then I took his class and so we met and then we became friends. And now here we are like 10 years later running TCM Hub together. All because he was willing to take action that was B minus work. So we all have heard this quote from Voltaire, perfect is the enemy of good. Getting it done is better than not getting it done. And sometimes you got to flub a bit so that you know how to do it better the next time and do it better the next time, right? Repetition and practice and creating version after version is how we get better. We never get it right the first time or rarely get it right the first time. And even if we feel like it is right, there's always a better version of it, right? So this is not to say that you should be putting out subpar work. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if you find yourself hemming and hawing about getting started or implementing something new, it's likely you're at a point where more hemming and hawing isn't going to result in you finding the way or the right way or the best way. It means it's time to test what you've got so far. And the results of that will reveal to you what more is needed, if anything. So if you've been waiting to implement something or start something because you think it's only a B minus, that means it's time to launch. Especially because everybody who's listening to this, or most people that are listening to this, are Chinese medicine practitioners or a practitioner of some sort. You work with patients, right? You work in medicine. And so especially since what you're trying to implement or launch is for the benefit of patients receiving care. So don't make them wait any longer in pain and sickness because of your own fear. All right? So get out there. Get out there. Get that B-minus work out into the world. Start helping people. And then develop the skill of working through discomfort so that you can keep creating and keep growing into the entrepreneur and the person that you know you can be. That's all I have for today. If you need help with getting unstuck, getting out of your own way, or feeling dissatisfied in any way and wanting to step into the next version of yourself and your business, then life and performance coaching may be exactly what you need. Head over to tcm-hub.com/livingpractice or click Living Practice at the top of the page. There you can read more about coaching for self-employed Chinese medicine physicians and schedule an introductory chat with me. If you found this episode valuable, please share with a friend. And if you could be so kind as to take a moment to leave a written review in your Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for considering new perspectives. Talk to you next time. Bye. Rebecca Ong is a certified professional life coach for Chinese medicine physicians. She is not a certified financial planner, financial advisor, or accountant. Life coaching is not a substitute for therapy, medicine, or medical treatment. Anything discussed in this podcast is for general education and entertainment purposes only.